Blog Talk Radio.
Introduce Shoshona, and she comes in and talks about what she's going to do, and I'm looking and Shoshona is not here. And this is highly unusual. So let me find Shoshona. This is weird. Okay, So while I am looking for Shoshona, I'm going to play a song. And I will be back. Okay. And my songs won't play. This is very strange. All right, this is going to be one of those weird days, apparently. Well, then I am just going to I'm going to end the show and I'll have to show that, and if she's there, then we'll come back and we'll do it again. That'll work. It's not even giving me the option of ending it. This is just apparently it's an issue with my computer, and we are working on it now because Shoshona is here, even though I can't see her. So give me a minute. My screen is refreshing itself, and then Shoshona should be here to tell you all about emotion code healing and to do some work on the wonderful people who have called in. And this is definitely worth waiting for, so please just be patient. All right, the screen is coming back. There you are. Yay. Okay, here is Shoshona to tell you about what she does.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Shoshona. I don't
you
know what the heck that was, but
that's okay. So,
and we have three
so I'm here. Oh, okay. I'm here to talk about the emotion code therapy and how it can change your life, and how people need to realize that this is an absolute necessity in daily living. Myself, I do it on myself daily. If I don't do it on myself daily, I truly miss it. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to how it makes me feel as I'm having each session done. And the difference that it makes in just releasing the layers, the many layers. So, and I'm 58 years old, and this has been a lifetime of me shoving things in and not addressing them. And now I'm to the point where I just want to feel happy in my life. So that's what the whole purpose of this technique is all about, is getting rid of whatever it is that makes you feel crappy. So have you ever felt joy in your life? That's the question you want to ask yourself. True joy. And that's what I ask myself every time I pick up the pendulum and I do a session on myself towards it. So because much of our suffering is due to negative energies that are trapped. And this is over a lifetime of being trapped. And it could be as simple as you stubbing your toe and trapping energy from stubbing your toe. So, or it can be something very traumatic that you shoved in and just blocked it off. So this technique that I'm using goes in, goes into the trauma, releases the trauma, and I can feel the energy of your trauma in my body as I'm doing the work. And I don't stop until I feel the lightness. So if it takes more than one segment of the music that I'm going to, the meditation that we're going to do, that's what will happen, is I will do it a second time on somebody or a third time if I have to. So anyhow, Barbara, we might as well go to our callers.
Okay. So our first caller is from area code 951. So let's see if this is Nathaniel. Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Ooh. It's going to be great. It's already great. I can feel it.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So
we're here. Let me know when you want to play the music, and I'll play it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're here to do an energy transfer on you tonight, Nathaniel.
Super. We did that last
week. Okay. So let me connect to you. Is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Nathaniel to infinity and beyond? Yes. Am I Nathaniel at 100%? Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can begin. Can you hear that, Nathaniel?
Barely, though. I can't hear it so well.
I can barely hear it, too. Barbara, do you want me to play it from this end? Barbara?
I'm trying to turn it up.
That's a little bit better. Can you hear it, Nathaniel?
It sounds a bit more distant than what you played last week.
Yeah.
By being
yeah.
a musician and stuff, but it's getting to sound a little better now. So,
yeah, well, I can
you,
hear
you,
it.
You
I can hear it.
Tell me
so
sound
just,
better
sit
now,
and
yeah.
listen, just sit and listen for a few minutes.
Sounds like a different song. Thank you.
Okay, Nathaniel, how do you feel?
Pretty good. I was feeling different there for a while. It was just, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I love that music. It actually drills right through you. When I'm using it, when I do it, I can feel it going right through my body.
Hmm.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Anyhow. Okay, let's ask this question. Is Nathaniel stuck in an endless spiral of bad luck? No. Is Nathaniel trapped in a prosperity mind prison? No. Is Nathaniel ready to receive abundantly? Yes. Is Nathaniel in his sovereign vortex? No. Okay, can we pull forward a sterling silver platter? Yes. Okay, unload Nathaniel and put him in his sovereign vortex. Anxious. Empty. Indifference. Loving, hopeful, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, liberated. Is Nathaniel in his sovereign vortex? Yes. Is Nathaniel out of his vortex? No. Is Nathaniel in his vortex? Yes. Okay. Are all of Nathaniel's chakras grounded? Yes. Are they all anchored? Yes. Does Nathaniel possess the Archon influence? No. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Nathaniel in this session? No. How do you feel?
Great.
Perfect. That's what it's all about. Is releasing that energy. Now, if you want, Nathaniel, I can send you a video.
Okay.
Where you can practice what I'm doing right here, right
okay.
now. Right? Uh-huh. So, yes, I'll send you the video.
Cool.
And it's a video, and it explains everything, that the reason for the transfer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a powerful technique, actually. I use it, like I said, daily on myself.
Yeah, you were saying that in the introduction.
You know, I truly feel the difference, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what most people want, is they just want to feel content and happy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, this here, this does just that. This goes to the inner core and releases from the inner core. And to me, my biggest thing, that's what it's all about, is how I feel about myself from the inside out, right? This lifts it, actually. So...
It's amazing how different you can feel when you think about different things and you feel, you know, different vortexes or different energies, vibrations going. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, you can be really happy and hopeful, and then sometimes, you know, you can get depressed and hopeless.
Music is very powerful.
It is.
I do frequencies like 963 hertz. And I release trapped energy as I'm listening to the frequencies. So
there's a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Very, 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 very powerful form of energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
So
alrighty. Hey,
let
so
me
much,
disconnect
boy.
From you here.
Okay.
Is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Nathaniel? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, am I Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes, at 100%, yes. Alrighty. Have a great week.
All right, have a sweet day. Have a great day. We'll talk. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you once again.
Okay. I'll look for that post.
Yeah, I'll send you some stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. And I redid the recording,
Barbara,
so it should be louder.
Yeah,
so,
because I think on the next one, I can play it from here if you want.
Well, I redid it, so let's see what the new version sounds like.
Okay, yeah, because it needs to be stronger, right?
Yeah.
Louder.
I think I got it
right?
Stronger, but we'll see.
Okay.
This is area code
5.1.
Yes, it's Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Feeling very fatigued today, but I was thinking, like, I don't remember the last time I felt joyful and content. I want to feel it.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's the question that you want to ask of yourself. Do you feel joy and content? Right? And if you don't, you know, you need energy healing work done. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
and that's how I gauge it. How am I feeling from the inside out? That tells me whether I need to do a session on myself or not. Right?
Yeah.
So that's how I gauge it and how I'm feeling it. Because if I'm not feeling content, then there's work that needs to be done. So, okay, let's see what I get out of you. Let me tap into you. My name Kat? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Kat? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Kat? Yes, to infinity and beyond? Yes, is my name Kat? Yes, at 100%. Yes, okay, we're connected. Okay, Barbara, you can proceed.
Thank you. Okay, Kat, how do you feel?
More relaxed.
Yeah, I love that music. I listen to it several times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you feel the anxiety crop up inside of you, listen to that.
Okay.
So, anyhow, I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I find myself just wondering, like, how did I get to this point? You know, like.
I know. I know. It's the pits when your health starts to go and you're not in control.
Yeah.
You know. And that could be anybody in this day and age that goes through that or whatever. So, you know, it's a lesson for everybody, you know. So, like I said before, and I'll say it again, I thank God every day for this gift, you know, because I do it on myself first and foremost, and I know how it makes me feel, you know. So, and nothing that the system has to offer gives you what energy healing gives you, you know. So along with the medical system that you have to use, right, you should be incorporating as much energy healing in your life, and I can see that you are because you call into these programs all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
It helps.
So, it all helps lift it away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So because that's how you're going to battle your cancer. Is by releasing the energy around it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have a chance to grow, right?
Yeah.
So, anyhow. So have you come to any conclusions about your treatment or?
No, I'm supposed to see an oncologist on the 23rd. I don't want to. I mean, even just talking to the people that make the appointments, they're so rude and pushy. It's like I get a lot of anxiety every time I go to the doctors or think about what they want to do to me, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good to be cutting things off or putting chemo or any of that stuff in my body. It doesn't sound like the right thing I want to do. I mean, it's just not, I don't feel like I could make it through all that physically, or mentally, or once. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to put yourself there. You've never been there before, you know.
Been there before, but I didn't do it. I mean, I did the surgery the first time, but I had a lot of trauma with that surgery, and they didn't do the best job, and they cut out things I didn't want them to. So I have a lot of fear around doing surgery again.
Yeah. So. Anyhow, like I said, I'm just thankful that I have the tool, you know, so that's why I'm on these programs, putting it out there, because other people can benefit from this tool as well, you know, so whatever I can do to help you or whatever, consider it done.
And you know, it's supportive because I feel like there's not a lot of people on the other side of, you know, the system for me, and this is definitely one of those support.
Yeah.
And the radio, all these. Definitely.
Yeah. So, anyhow, so you feeling lighter?
Yeah.
That's good. So, okay, let me tap out of you. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. My name's Shoshona to infinity and beyond. Yes, at 100%. Yes. All righty. Have a great week. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to be on tomorrow. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll definitely. Yes. Thank you.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 720. Hi, who is this?
Hello, this is Dee Dee.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent.
Good.
It's always nice to have a new caller come on the show. Have I spoke to you before?
No, this is the first time.
Yeah, well, I think you'll enjoy what I have to offer.
Yes. So far, so good. I've been enjoying the show. Yeah.
Yeah, what this is an energy transfer. So what I do is we play the music, right? And you just imagine yourself taking any troubles that you have and sending them out, right? And what I do from this end is as I'm listening to the music, I tap into your subconscious, and I release your trapped energy to the music.
Okay.
So, very powerful technique. So, let me tap into you.
Okay.
Can I connect to Dee Dee? Yes. My name Dee Dee.
Oh.
No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name Dee Dee? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Am I Dee Dee to infinity and beyond? Yes, at 100%. Yes. Okay, I'm now connected to your subconscious mind. Barbara, you can now play the music.
Hey, Dee Dee, how do you feel?
I feel absolutely amazing.
Well, at the end,
sure
it, it was literally encircling liberated.
Yes.
So I released a whole lot of anger, fear, sadness, and surprise out of you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's ask
uh-huh.
you a few questions. Okay. Is Dee Dee stuck in an endless spiral of bad luck? No. Is Dee Dee trapped in a prosperity mind prison? No. Is Dee Dee ready to receive abundantly? Yes. Is Dee Dee in her sovereign vortex? Now, if you're in your vortex, life is terrific. If you're out of your vortex, life is chaotic. So what I do is I put you in your sovereign vortex, right? Is your sovereign, your sovereignty, I guess, would be your being, or your, I don't know how quite how to explain it or whatever. It's just a term that I use.
I understand.
Okay. Okay. Can we put Dee Dee in her sovereign vortex? Yes. Can I call forward a sterling silver platter? Yes. Okay. I'm loaded onto the sterling silver platter. Insecure, hurt, mad, distant, perplexed, ecstatic, liberated. Is Dee Dee in her sovereign vortex? Yes. Is Dee Dee in her vortex? Yes. Are all of Dee Dee's chakras grounded? Are all of Dee Dee's chakras grounded? No. Is the root chakra grounded? Yes. Is the sacral chakra grounded? Yes. Is the solar plexus grounded? No. Okay, can we unload the solar plexus chakra onto the sterling silver platter? Yes. Okay. Ground the solar plexus chakra, and it's coming up rejected, anxious, empty, loving, energetic, perplexed, terrified, open, sensitive, loving, confident, liberated. Okay, is Dee Dee's solar plexus chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's heart chakra grounded? No. Okay, unload the heart chakra onto the sterling silver platter? Yes. Hurt. Hateful, mad, humiliated, insecure, confused, startled, anxious, insecure, rejected, mad, hateful, hurt, hateful, mad, hurt, mad, hurt, mad, hurt, anxious, apathetic, open, loving, respected, liberated. Okay, is Dee Dee's heart chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's throat chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's third eye chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's crown chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's eighth chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's ninth chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's tenth chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's 11th chakra grounded? Yes. Is Dee Dee's 12th chakra grounded? Yes, it's Dee Dee's 13th chakra grounded. Yes. How do you feel, Dee Dee?
Amazing. That's all I can say. I feel like I'm at peace. Like, I'm light, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what you should be feeling. So what this is,
I'm clear.
Is a total energy adjustment. Yeah. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it. So that's why I do it and why I've done it for 7 years now and why I'll never stop doing it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll only continue to expand for me, my clientele and my business and, you know, these radio shows and, you know, who knows? Maybe I might write a book on it. I don't know.
Yes.
Right? But it's something that every person needs to realize that this type of work is a necessity in life just to get through the trials and tribulations of life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that I did something for you.
Yes, you did. I greatly appreciate it, greatly.
Well, feel free to call back anytime.
I sure will. Thank you very much. Many blessings to you both.
Yeah. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook.
Awesome.
All righty.
Thank you.
And if you can, go there and put a few kind words there for me as to what you experienced.
Awesome.
Right?
I sure will. Yeah.
All right, Dee Dee. Let me disconnect
from
you.
Thank you.
Is my name Dee Dee? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name Dee Dee, no. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Am I Shoshona at 100%? Yes. All right, we're disconnected.
Thank you.
Have a happy new year and have a great week.
Okay, I muted her. She probably said happy new year to you. We have 90 seconds, so you want to tell people how they can find you?
Yeah, they can go to Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook, or you can IM me at Shoshona Pelche, P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Shoshona. Thank you for sticking with me while I had to figure out why my computer wasn't working right.
Well, thank you for doing the music and everything, Barbara. The second one that you did worked out perfect. So.
Okay. Great. We will go with that one then.
Yeah. No, thank you very much for doing that because that is an important part of what I'm doing. So, you know, I appreciate your time and your effort in putting it out there for me. So.
And for people who are interested in the music is actually done by Mark Romero, who is a man who creates healing music with his guitar, just like Nathaniel is going to be doing. So I just wanted to put that in there.
Perfect. Yes. Mark Romero.
All right.
I knew his name was Mark. I couldn't remember what his last name was.
Yeah, he does amazing work. You can find him on YouTube. All right, we are done for today. I will talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. Have a great week.
Sure. You too.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah, bye.